That's the opposite.
Quick, Mark, remove one of your many sets of headphones.
Those of you who aren't aware, Mark has two sets of headphones on at the moment.
Pro style.
They pay to style.
But the thing that always torqued me about it was, like, the pre-written dialogue didn't change. So despite the fact that, you know, I'm the now archmage of the fucking College of Winterhold, the leader of the Thieves Guild, I've just been revealed as the Dragonborn, savior of all mankind, and some pissant little kid keeps calling me a bootlicker. Where's the respect?
You see, in Skyrim, you can get all the status in the world, but it just doesn't mean it. I was the thane of every city, the head of every guild, and nobody gave a damn.
Shit.
Yeah, nobody recognized it. There were no
ran the continent.
Yes, I became a general. It's like, I'm a general of the Imperial Army. Nobody salutes me.
I am the king of everything.
And it seems like, wow, you would think it's like a small thing to gripe about, but, you know, in a game that's supposed to be played our way, wouldn't it feel like that the stuff that I'm doing has some impact on the game's world?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just feels like it's a game.
So if you want to play an RPG, go play the original Fallout, please. It's incredible. It's so much better than the Bethesda versions. Just do it.
Didn't you get stupidly deep into Fallout Tactics as well?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That was a fun month.
As long as you avoid the Brotherhood of Brotherhood.
We do not
Steel.
Speak the Brotherhood of Steel.
Brotherhood of Steel is actually quite good. Shut
you
up,
shut
all
up.
Of you. I'm enjoying it.
Console.
Piss off.
You have terrible taste in games.
Okay, I'll remember.
We know
that.
He played Deadly Premonition.
Oh,
yeah, but do any of you have haze in your gaming library? I don't think so.
No.
PS3 exclusive, yeah.
See, the thing with haze is I actually kind of liked the concept of the story for it.
Right.
It just wasn't really
concept
handled very well.
Story.
I imagine most people aren't too worried about spoilers at this point, but if you are, look away now. Basically, it transpires that you've been fighting for the bad guys all along and under the influence of this mind-altering drug, and you switch sides partway through.
Nice.
No, I thought that was a really good idea.
Don't do drugs, kids. Stay in school.
There's a particular moment where the drugs start wearing off, and you see that your previously glowing mercenary friends are all pasty-faced drug addicts. And I thought that was actually pretty powerful.
Right.
The rest of it sucked.
It pretty much sums it up.
Pump them full of enough meds and they can do anything.
And almost, it kind of served as a nice allegory for American medicine, to be quite honest, as much as I'd remiss to talk down on the country. But like, it seems like everywhere I'm turning now, there's a pill to solve every problem. And that... That could have been a great social commentary.
I have a case of pills to resolve my problems. It's called the Pez dispenser.
I have a case of pills to no.
Yeah, just stop.
Just be quiet, Spaz.
Sweets will make everything better. Forget pills.
Cookies.
Oh, okay. I know James, you mentioned this earlier when I brought up Call of Duty. Medal of Honor, the new Medal of Honor game.
What fighter?
Is it going to be any better than the first one?
Well,
I don't know too much about this myself.
Well,
it's a Medal of Honor game.
Dice have nothing to do with it this time, so it's not going to be two games. So that's changed. Dice Class are doing it all themselves.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I couldn't go over the sound of someone coughing.
Dice Class are doing the game all themselves, unlike the first Medal of Honor, which was done by the...
Dice helped invent it.
Yeah.
Dice is multiplayer, isn't it?
Yeah.
We just covered that. Sorry, go on, B.
Yeah, it's going to be using the Frostbite 2.0 engine, so...
Okay.
That's a good start.
Frostbite 2.
Frostbite 2 is getting a lot of usage lately. You got,
it is.
You got the new Medal of Honor game using it, Battlefield 3 used it, and the big one, Mercenaries 3 is being rumored to being developed with the Frostbite 2 engine.
And
Mercenaries 3, subtitled. It's better than the last one, honest.
The second Mercenaries was just a joke of a game.
I loved the first one, but the The second is best not spoken of.
When did the first one even come out? Seems like a long time ago to me.
That was mid-2000? I don't even
Jesus.
Have a copy of it somewhere in my
room. No, you can't have been that long ago, sure.
Oh yeah, it was a long while ago. It was PS2, so...
Yeah, I'm going to look it up, you guys carry on talking.
But, yeah, no.
Google.
First, Mercenaries 2, I was so excited for, and just the draw distance was so distracting when a car would just appear out of fucking nowhere while I'm driving. And I couldn't spam my abilities anymore like in the first one, which was one of my favorite things to do. I had to buy everything and then attach it, and then I had so many I could use.
Updates. You were close, but it was 2005.
Uh-huh.
That's not close.
I guess. Said mid-2000s.
My sarcasm is lost on you, Spasmuth.
It's not close at all.
I also want to talk about the greatest game ever made, Jaws Unleashed on the PlayStation 2.
There I was thinking you were going to say Daikatana.
God damn it. Daikatana.
E.T., the extraterrestrial.
E.T. was better than Daikatana, and I stand by that statement.
Well, the original, what, E.T. the game?
Yes, the Atari games. At least that wasn't hyped to sell it back.
Wonder when Activision will do a remake.
E.T. HD Collection.
Activision doing an adaptation of the upcoming Battleship film.
Oh, man, I can't believe
I want to see that.
I have to see it out of principle, because it sounds ridiculous. Right.
Spazzy and I have been to the cinema several times recently. Every time I see a trailer of Battleship, I have to yell, Michael Bay! This is so obviously a Michael Bay film.
Is that meant to be based off the board game?
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to think it's supposed to be, but I don't see the resemblance.
There's fucking aliens in it.
It's like if someone has to shout in that thing, B2, they have to.
No. You guys know what's going to happen.
They sunk our battleship.
Yes, exactly. That's going to happen. That's going to be a line in the movie. They sunk our battleship.
Oh, and they'll fucking kill themselves.
It's going to be the motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane line of the movie. You know it.
Yeah.
There'll be edits. YouTube remix.
That's the one with Rihanna in it, isn't it?
Which one?
Rihanna in it.
Yeah, Rihanna's in it.
She's in Battleship?
Yeah.
Yes. In the film, at least. Whether or not she'll be in the game remains to be seen. I cannot hope not.
Well, that's going to definitely make me not want to see it.
Well, as long as she doesn't contribute to the soundtrack, it might not be too
bad.
Come
on. When has a musical artist appeared in a movie and not contributed to the soundtrack?
June.
Will Smith. End of story.
It's all about Sting in June. He was great in that. Okay, we should probably talk some more about games.
before we carry on bashing Michael Bay.
Yeah, because we've been carrying on a bit too much.
That never gets old, but we'll maybe save that for the next podcast.
We can beat that dead horse far into the ground.
We'll have to just mention Transformers and that's it.
God damn it. Oh, and before we get off topic and go back to the good stuff, I have to bring up the new Turtles movie is going to be shit. Anybody who sees it, anybody who supports it, I hate you. I hope you die on the way to the theater.
Anyone who sees what?
Michael Bay is redoing the Ninja Turtles, but they're going to be aliens. Yeah. And they're going to, you know, it's not going to be anything good. Nothing good. No, it's just going to be called Ninja Turtles.
I remember the days when it was Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's because it was changed over here because Ninja was too violent.
Well, I remember when they just flat out slaughtered Shredder just because Splinter wanted them to.
All right, here's a bit of trivia for it. Right? Shredder is voiced by Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince.
Yes,
that James freaks Beaver. Me the fuck out, man.
Every time Shredder speaks, I just want to go, Uncle Phil?
Okay, to try and keep this on slightly on video games, did anyone ever play Tournament Fighter? That was amazing.
All right, we'll get off the nonsense. Let's talk on...
Spazzy's here.
What happened?
We'll never get off the nonsense as long as Spazzy is here.
I told you, I would derail you as hard as I fucking can.
All right. Sounds a little too kinky for this show. All right. This one was a topic I wanted to talk about, I think, 2 weeks ago, and it was when I first started playing Silent Hill Downpour. And that's,
that game is so weird.
It's strange because it starts out terribly. It's just terrible when you play it.
Stab a fat guy in a shower.
When you play it long enough to get past the shit controls and combat,
build up an immunity.
When you get good enough at the game where you can overcome its weaknesses, it's a good game. It's remarkable. I mean, it's not a great game, but it's not terrible.
That reminds me of the Final Fantasy 13 excuse. if you can make it through 20
game,
hours,
then you'll enjoy
ass.
I had a very love-hate relationship with that game.
You hated to love it, you loved to hate it?
I initially loved it, then I got really bored of it because it was so crushingly linear. Then I completed the game because I stuck through it like a madman. I started to enjoy it.
Mark, you play dead multiplayer for trophies.
He platinumed Bioshock 2. That's all
I know.
That needs to be said about Mark. Is that he fucking platinumed that.
He did, I think, didn't you do Singularity as well?
Yes, I did. There were like seven players on the entire server.
45 minutes to find one
game. I was playing. It literally took me 4 hours to get into a lobby with people once. 4 hours. And luckily I was hosting, so I stuck around for the rest of the night. But I was with the same group of like 8 players for the rest of the evening. It was ridiculous.
That is also, that's dedication, though.
It's an amazing game, though. Just a real shame.
I could mention Blur's Blow.
You
won't talk about that.
Another thing which Marcus killed himself with.
Yeah, that was the single most painful gaming experience of my entire life.
You would say that over your Bioshock 2 experience?
Yes.
Oh, man. You're going to have to tell me about that after the show, then.
You see, Bioshock 2 caused me emotional pain. BlazBlue actually caused me physical pain as well. I literally walked away from my BlazBlue Platinum with calluses on my thumbs. That is one intense piece of...
Spin that stick.
But getting back to the topic, survival horror games, I don't know, like, it seems like...
They haven't existed for a long time, apart from Dead Space, basically.
But even Dead Space isn't a survival horror. Everything seems to be focused on action.
Shooting everything.
Yeah, everything's in your face.
I think Dead Space is probably the closest you'll get at the moment, because there's actually that sense of what the hell is round the corner, not to step round the corner and blast what's there.
What kind of monster closet will I walk to next?
What will Resident Evil 6 be?
With a lot of people, survival horror means not necessarily having to kill everything, but that means nothing to me, because I always kill everything in my games. But I can see where they're coming from.
Shut the hell up. I'm never going to forgive you for killing that elite brute with just your melee attacks, you prick.
Oh, yeah.
You are a prick, and I do not like you.
Most people don't. I'm used to it.
But, I don't know, like, Silent Hill Downpour made me feel nostalgic because it was a departure from the rest of the series, which was all action horror, and in this one, you have an actual option to fight these enemies or just run the fuck away, and it's so psychological the way that they put it together. I'm in these houses, and I just feel claustrophobic, and I hear these noises, and I'm like, okay, there's probably an enemy there. Fuck this area. I'm going to leave. And, like, it has this thing where when you open a door, you can open it slowly and peek around the room. And,
why would you not do that?
And it's crazy because when I went into one room, the radio is just going crazy. So I know an enemy's nearby, and I'm opening this room, just peeking around. Nothing was in there.
All of a sudden, blah!
No, that was the best part. No boo scares.
Peek, open door, bucket falls on you.
There's very few boo scares. It's all just flat out, you know, creeping and crawling through the darkness to kill you. It's awesome.
See, it sounds familiar, like Fear. The first Fear.
Yeah.
Never really played.
Demon Child rapey game.
Yeah. Play at the moment.
But it's that kind of horror that I miss, is that, you know, the original Halloween, the very first Halloween movie, was all about a creeping horror. It was this figure lurking in the shadows that would slowly come out and kill you, not just, "Wah!" and then kill you.
And then never see.
It was more kill you then scream rather than scream then kill you.
Yeah.
I know it's often looked up on as the lesser cousin of Resident Evil, but one of my favorite survival horror titles of all time is Dino Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible.
Fucking Dino Crisis.
It's literally the only horror game I've ever been in where I've actually had to conserve my ammo purely because there's no melee weapon.
Do not, for any developers listening to this podcast, if you make a survival horror game, don't put in a melee weapon because he will find a way to win the game with it. And only it.
You must have loved Total Film Resident Evil 2 then.
The boss is unreachable by normal means. Like, fuck it is.
Yeah, I will always find a way to handicap myself. It's my specialty. It's like with
games on
the biggest handicap survival hub recently has been with Resident Evil 5, and that handicap would be the AI.
Sheva.
Yeah. Most people who have the Resident Evil 5 Platinum, I imagine, will have done it in co-op.
Exactly.
I did it solo. And just to complicate things, I refuse to turn on infinite ammo, just because screw that shit. I've never encountered such a stupid teammate in my life.
Well, you got scratched,
let's use a first aid spray on that.
See, that's the thing. The second I get scratched, she's there with a first aid spray. When I'm dying, she's nowhere to be seen. Oh, she stood right next to me, refusing to heal, despite the 4 first aid sprays I know she has in her inventory, because I gave them to her 5 seconds ago.
No, Mark, what you say isn't true. You have had dumber teammates. I've played it with you.
This is true.
I didn't meet her.
But, yeah, I remember I was playing through it with James, and I played it through with somebody else. I forget who.
Played it briefly with you once. I gave you like 400 pistol rounds and then took it off again.
And it felt like that game was designed like Army of Two, designed for co-op, not, you know. And I just don't see co-op being a very good survival horror experience. Not in that setting, anyway. So, I could be wrong.
I guess it depends on how well it's done. I think it's possible, but inherently not quite as effective as a single-player experience could be.
Right.
It's because the AI is stupid.
Yeah.
If you had good AI, I mean, that's a fine line if you think about it, because if the AI is too good, then what's the point in you playing?
Speaking of AI, I was playing Dead Island recently, and there's an escort mission where you have to escort this tribal chief, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I round this corner and found a bunch of 5 or 6 walkers, which, for the uninitiated, are the slightly slower zombies than you would otherwise be used to. So,
they run a lot, which is contrary to their name.
There's quite a lot of these. You know what? I'll throw a Molotov at them. So, yeah, pull the Molotov out.
I know it's going.
Burning alive. Same. And then my charge, as it were, runs straight past me, runs into the middle, of this burning group of biting zombies, and starts beating them with an iron pipe. So I have to wade in with my
true man.
That reminds me of... That reminds me of... I had a glitch happen to me when I was rescuing Nikolai from the downed helicopter. And I always throw a Molotov down the cliffside to kill all the zombies that are gathered there. And they died, but the flames weren't gone yet. So he drops down into the fucking flames, catches on fire, and is screaming his head off. And then when he stops, he's pitch black. His entire skin is just fucking black. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But then again, we're talking about Dead Island. The AI was...
It's better than Spazzy's actual intelligence of getting set on fire and jumping off a cliff to try and put it out. Some of you may have seen it in Spazzy's failed episode.
It's like something John would do.
Oh god, fire! Retreat into the ocean!
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I force Spazzy to play hard games and film them for amusement. Yes, I also made him play Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 once, which is possibly the hardest game in existence.
But did you force him to play Master? Or did you...
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was fucking horrible.
You guys gotta do a live stream of that, by the way.
That would be a lot of grunting on my part and laughing at Mark.
I think you could completely replace my show with that, to be honest.
We Motion Plus.
Yeah, We Motion Plus.
Burn in hell.
The poor woman, all she was doing was telling you how to do something you already knew.
Natalia!
I will kill you, John. I will find out where you live, and I will kill you.
Well, I can tell you that for free.
No.
I will force you to play Daikatana on the hardest setting endlessly. So if you beat it, you have to start all over and beat it again.
Wow, just like Atari. Awesome.
But for those who aren't aware, I did a Let's Play Live show where I live streamed me playing a video game, and I picked up Red Steel 2 on the day of release. It's my first time using the Motion Plus accessory, and before I even played the game, put the disc in, I attached the Motion Plus accessory to the controller and showed how to do it, and after inserting the game, I was given a 5-minute tutorial on how to not only plug in the Wii Motion Plus, how to unplug it, how to calibrate it, and basically the game telling me to go fuck myself.
It was possibly the greatest 5 minutes of my life.
It was funny.
And normally I like to exaggerate my rage for entertainment, but I was literally pissed off because I just wanted to play the fucking game. And this tutorial, I was pressing all the buttons in a vain attempt to skip it and just go to the game, but... So, when you watch, I am legitimately angry.
I might have to dig that up and watch it again.
I'll get you the link after the show.
Yeah.
And I guess the last thing I can think of if we could talk about, I guess we call an end to the show, would be the recent staff cuts over at Activision Blizzard.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're not so recent, but, you know, something significant. What do you guys think? Is that going to affect the company at all? It's about 600 people cut.
I see it, Activision is like the Imperial Alliance. There's always another faceless peon to step up to the mark. No, in all seriousness, though, it is a shame to see job cuts, especially this day and age. But,
as the lead designers of World of Warcraft get back onto the Executor-class Star Destroyer... fly off around the galaxy.
Yeah. It depends on if, they took the sword of 1,000 troops with them.
They're going to destroy the world.
I inherently dislike Activision as a company, but nonetheless, it's still unfortunate to see.
And do you think this is going to affect the development of any future games, like the third installment of StarCraft 2, or even future World of Warcraft or Diablo installments?
I think it's probably unlikely, to be honest.
They've got 4,000 employees, something like that. But it's sad to see 600 people lose their jobs.
Yeah,
fair enough. They can always use the tea lady. I mean, it worked for Treyarch.
Yeah, she helped make the PlayStation 2 versions of all the COD games.
I don't even want to touch those.
I'm quite looking forward to Diablo 3, though. I mean, I've always loved dungeon crawlers, so...
And it's really awesome that Blizzard's going to be doing an inside development of console ports for Diablo 3.
Yes, it's fantastic. I'm really pleased to see this. Especially, I can't tell if this is 100% correct or not, but I think it's going to be cross-platform.
I believe so, yes.
Which I think is fantastic.
We need to have that more in games.
We do, I agree. I also wonder what it'd be like in that, you know, like competitive shooters, if it was cross-platform.
Yeah.
And the split teams depending on your platform, like PS3 team versus 360 team, for example.
That would be amazing.
It'd be interesting to see the fanboy wars rage on ever more.
Oh, yeah. You get better because your controller is more accurate.
And we keep beating you because your controller is a brick.
That's one thing I don't like about PC, PS3 class platform, though, is the mouse elitists. I cannot stand them. I really can't.
Well, the mouse and keyboard elitists.
And the ironic thing about
that, so much more precise.
The ironic thing about that is people who are playing on PC are essentially like Macs to PC when it comes to controllers. Infinite superiority over what they consider a lesser platform of interactivity.
So, like, what you exercise over my Xbox habits?
Hey, ever since I picked up my 360, I've been a little more lenient with my vitriol towards Microsoft. They're still a terribly over-marketed company that price gouges the crap out of their customers, but they at least have a decent system.
I just find an easy target in that controller, constantly.
It is a
well, yeah, you can't miss it.
It's just a Dreamcast controller.
Essentially,
I have a suspicion that half the controllers have their own postcode.
When developing a controller, if it can be used to bring down an elk, you probably should change the design a little.
I can bring down an elk with a NES controller.
You get hit with a NES controller, that's just going to leave like a giant gouge in your forehead. You're sharp
as hell. You hit by an original Xbox pad, you're going to die.
But how about a Mega Drive arcade stick? That thing was huge. tabletop thing it was. You can't pick that thing up.
Steel Battalion.
You know, I hear that the military are planning to start loading their artillery with Jaguar controls.
is that so they can try and confuse the enemy to try and get the pissing things to work?
See, I think the military would be great if they started bomb dropping virtual boys on their targets. That's just me.
That's like psychological warfare, but worse.
No, worse.
Yep, we're going to distract you and destroy your eyesight.
And thus,
we could drop propaganda on you, but here's copies of Terminator Salvation. Knock yourself out.
Oh, man. You know, send a dubstep. That should completely wipe out an entire country.
You know, Terminator Salvation was an average game. It wasn't terrible. I have a particular hatred for it for its easy trophies. They have no place in gaming.
I think the worst trophy of all time, and we could actually end this on kind of a best and worst theme. Worst trophy of all time had to have been in Saw 2. And it was literally stand still for five fucking minutes. You got a trophy.
Although I'm not sure if that's worse than game trophies that you get for starting the game.
Well done.
Literally,
you press
start on the main menu. Well done. Have a silver trophy, you little shit.
You haven't eaten the pad yet. Here's 5 years.
Seriously though, right? I got a silver trophy for starting Assassin's Creed 2. I got a silver trophy for completing Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 on some of its harder difficulties. Where is the fairness?
Yeah, for Ninja Gaiden, it should have been at least gold trophies for that.
No, for platinum in Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, they should have turned up to your house, done a handstand naked with a sparkler in their arse.
I'm still not platinum that. I need a co-op partner. I hate multiplayer trophies.
I said I would give a chance. I will try it out.
You would hate it, believe
me. I'm going to
hate it. You will have an aneurysm.
don't say I didn't warn you.
The one trophy that I did feel very pleased in getting, and I didn't have to do anything to get it, was the trophy for watching the Duke Nukem Forever credits. I know I'm the minority here, but it made me feel satisfied.
Fair enough.
You guys, go ahead. Favorite and least favorite trophies. Or achievements.
I have quite a lot of favorite trophies, I guess. I think, let's look at recent ones. I've been playing Deus Ex Human Revolution a while back, which is a fantastic game, by the way. And they had a trophy for completing the game without killing anyone. I mean, I know it seems kind of basic, but it's a dramatic deviation from most people's usual playing styles.
Right. No, Mark, that's your play style. They made an achievement for you.
This is true. Now, unfortunately, the trophy did actually glitch on me, so I had to play the game, which is always kind of annoying.
And it was nice that they excluded the boss fights, because you were forced to kill the bosses. Which they apologized about the boss fights publicly.
I didn't think they were that bad myself. I mean, I know that they forced an aggressive playing style, but, you know, it's not like they were different.
Least favorite?
Suddenly boss fight.
Least favorite. Any rank 50 trophy ever.
BlazBlue.
Particularly looking at BlazBlue.
Yeah.
Online trophies go and die in a fire.
James, what about your favorite and least favorite trophies or achievements?
Also, every Far Cry 2.
Okay,
Far Cry 2. Mass Effect 2, Palamon 1, I think. Romance character. That's my favourite one.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly because I romanced when I was on my male ship, and I romanced every female on the ship.
Be a player.
Commander Shepard will make clan.
The least favourite one was one, I don't think it was removed in the end, but I think it was one on the battlefield, Bad Company 2, where you had to buy a dice employee and stabbed them. I think it was bad company one or bad company two, but you had to stab one of them. And you try and find the developer when I came.
Was it not a virus?
They don't stand out, do they?
Like, if you get that trophy, if you kill someone who has that trophy, like in Borderlands, for example, did that.
Those things are so daft.
It's like wildfire, though. It's usually not a problem.
Yeah.
I think Red Dead had one like that, didn't it?
Yes, Red Dead
Redemption.
Jonathan, your favorite and least favorite trophy or achievement?
Implying he has any.
Ones that you might have actually been able to achieve. Let's go with that.
There is one achievement I'm missing in Portal 2, and that is friends list with benefits. I need, like, one more person to hug me on my friends list.
It's so fucking lonely.
It's the only achievement I have yet to get in that game, because I have hugged four people. I need one more person. It's fucking annoying.
Not hugging you, so. But, What's your favorite and least favorite? That didn't quite answer the question.
No. Probably my least favorite one, because it's going to be a bitch to get, is to beat the entirety of Halo Reach on your own on Legendary.
Oh, you noob cake.
No, it's fucking annoying.
Man up and do it.
I haven't been playing many...
I've been playing a lot of PS.
It's really hard when you're dumb.
Yeah, come on, John. Mark can do it with a blindfold on. You should be able to do it.
Oh, no, he can't. He can't lift the pad.
All right.
A long time since I played a game blindfolded. I used to do that with Guitar Hero.
It is the one game that I can get more than a fighting chance against Mark is Halo.
That's because Mark hates the fucking controller.
It got to the stage where him and Arnold Sideways were consistently accusing me of having more health than them.
We have very polarized gaming styles. See, I focus on skill. Spazzy has ridiculous luck. And the two are at constant
I will take
odds.
Random turns through a dungeon on Persona. Oh, look, there's the boss.
He's a bastard and I hate him.
I'll go left and now I'll go right. Look.
And those new to the show, Mark has unfortunately bad luck. One game of Modern Warfare 2, I think it was Modern Warfare 2, 10 care package drops, 9 were ammo, and 1 was UAV.
And that is
one of my better looks.
I called one in. I got like 2 payloads of stealth bombs.
You, sir, are a bastard.
And then there are the various games of Call of Duty where me and Mark will walk around a corner, face each other, shoot each other in the head with a shotgun, and I will live.
Despite me getting like 3 more hit markers than him in the face.
That's the infamous leg on that.
And I will, and I will have hit Mark in the foot.
Alright, well, we're running close to the end of the show today. I'd like to end it off with, and I was actually thinking about what we could end the show with, and I'd like to do what
song.
We're looking forward to. I will kick you in the nuts. As hard as I can.
I am looking forward to finishing all the games that I have.
But
I have so much on back catalog, it's ridiculous.
I've just been dumping time into Persona 4.
Oh, man.
So I have Syndicate Co-op to complete. I have Dead Island to complete. I have Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and Peace Walker to complete. I have Disgaea 4 to complete.
Again.
Christ.
You have to add again, because you've already done those loads of times.
Well, I think he's talking about Platinum trophying.
Yeah, that... Just to clarify, I only class a game as finished when it's Platinumed. It's not Platinumed, it's not finished.
Trophy hall.
Call me a trophy whore again, and I will end you.
Trophy whore!
You're all
trophy hunter.
Personally, I'm looking forward to Borderlands 2 this year. That's the only game I'm legitimately excited about. So much so that I have a copy reserved for PS3 and on 360.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Borderlands 2.
I'm looking forward to Halo 4.
You have no taste.
It's like a tumbleweed just kind of rolled through the chat room here.
scroll through the Xbox section.
Yeah, there are the only constant in this world is that Spazzy will constantly make purchases that I disapprove of.
Look, Mark, I bought half continent. And Halo
Which
4.
Continent?
James, what about you? What are you looking forward to this year?
Medal of Honor. Want to see difference in
surprise.
And also something else to play up, and then damn Call of Duty.
He is a huge EA supporter before he was in
a
slut.
Well, I am a EA.
You'll still buy Black Ops 2, though, won't you be?
Yeah.
Black Ops 2.
Yes, I will still buy it, yeah.
I am disappointed.
If it makes you feel better, Mark, I only played Modern Warfare 3 for about maybe 5 to 6 matches and then never touched it again.
That's 7 matches more than you should have.
Yeah, that was my Black Ops 4 hours gameplay.
The only reason I played Black Ops at all is because I got it for free.
And plus,
you actually did.
That's the only reason why I even play the Call of Duty games anymore, is because nobody else in Prestige Gamers will get any of the games that I'm interested in. So
yeah, Syndicate, bitch.
I
play that.
Still, I will. Shit.
Get BlazBlue. Then there'll be someone who I might be able to beat.
Get BlazBlue. It looks stupid, and I suck at fighting games. Leave me alone.
So do I. Join me.
No.
Yeah, Spazzy has had 1 win in our multiplayer sessions. Against Arnold Sideways, by the way. Not against me. That will never happen.
Oh, no. Fuck that. The only time I ever get a round victory against you is when you're toying with me.
The great thing is, when we play with Arnold Sideways, is he has the worst connection I've ever seen. We were playing, me and Spazzy were fighting, right? And Arnold Sideways piped up over the headset, "What does the match timer say for you guys?" And say, "We've just finished." He said, "Oh, okay, because I'm just halfway through the first match." He was lagging that much. He was watching the first match after we'd finished the second.
He might be able to get a better connection if he kicked a toaster into his router.
Is he on PC?
I don't know.
I was this past week. I'm
still not convinced it surpasses my old BT connection with a ping of over 9,000.
And that wasn't an internet meme reference. That legitimately happened.
A ping of over 9,000?
That was awful. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining me today. Again, this was Scott Christian, me. You got James Bono. You've got Mark Dorney and Jonathan Haywood, all for Prestige Gamers.
Yay.
Oh, at least the Prestige Gamers chat, in Spazzy's case.
Yeah, Spazzy doesn't really post on the forums because he's a jerk.
Emerge when I feel the need.
Just post his pictures.
His biannual post on the forum. But,
I think that pretty much wraps it up then.
Thanks.
Make me a chat mod
so
if you don't mind.
And have a good one.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Woo!